This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
God, please give us comfort, peace, hope, and love in our loss of our precious Diamond. We ask that the legacy that Diamond leaves in death and what you have accomplished through Diamond in her remarkable life will go deeper, wider, and so much stronger in the days to come. God handpicked his leaders for such a time as this, and he set up divine appointments and connections to create a huge network of courageous people to lead this epic battle of good and evil that we're in. And one of those divine appointments was when I met our great real president, Donald Trump, in August of 2016. And he inspired me in a way. He spoke out with no fear and he kept going in spite of the attacks. And then I seen one day these two awesome ladies, Diamond and Silk, and they were speaking with the same courage. And I was so inspired and loved the way they balance serious issues with belly laughs and joy. I'm going, and no one's ever done that better, I'll tell you. You could sit there and be so entertained, but yet so educated. And in early April of 2018, Facebook sent Diamond and Silk a message that said their content was deemed unsafe. I believe that this was the genesis of the evil trying to cancel our voices forever. But praise the Lord that Diamond and Silk fought this every way they could. Even Fox News reported it. And their courage brought Mark Zuckerberg to restore their voice. And even lied about it. Oh, it's just a mistake. But we know what it was. It was the start of trying to cancel us. And ironically, Fox canceled Diamond and Silk just a few years later for their courage for speaking out. Shame on Fox. I was so proud of Diamond and Silk, and I hoped I would meet them someday. That divine appointment came when I was asked to do an interview with them, and I was nervous. I'm going to be Diamond and Silk. But that was gone immediately as their joy and friendship was instant. And courage is contagious, and I couldn't get enough of them. I just couldn't get enough of them. And they were always there for me when I needed help from speaking events or to sticking up for me when others were afraid to. Such as a headline that was heard around the world. Diamond and Silk slam Fox News for banning Mike Lindell TV. And this is when Fox News would not let me advertise the Cyber Symposium event. But what did Diamond and do? Diamond and Silk were attacked for that and for speaking out for me. But what did they do? They doubled down, and on August 25th, 2021, they came over to Frank's Beach and Lindell TV with their Chit Chat show live, and they've been with him ever since. They brought with them that month 4 million people tuned in alone, and we've been growing ever since our voice. Their courage back then, when they first confronted Facebook, has manifested into tens of millions of people having the courage to speak out with free speech and expand our voice that evil has tried to silence ever since. And John 14:27 says, "My perfect peace I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge." Diamond, we have a peace knowing that you are looking down from heaven and you're giving us courage to keep going in this spiritual battle of biblical proportions to save our country and move forward in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. We love you, Diamond.
That was Mike Lindell this past Saturday at the memorial service of Diamond. And of course, many of you caught it right here. And then after that, of course, we heard from Silk herself, who made a big announcement. And then we heard also from President Trump, who was there in the building as well. Joining me now is Mike Lindell. Mike, great speech.
Yeah, thanks. You put all this writing and heartful thought into it. It was almost 12 hours of it.
Wow.
For the right words. And we were all kind of under a time thing, too, because this was a long event. The president, how great he sat there for, I think it was 4 hours, but he said it was one of the best events he had been to. And it was one after another. I know Silk's father, when he got up there and spoke, he's so interesting.
Yes, that was very interesting.
Yeah. And the president, he went up there and he talked for, he had to mix it up to get, and it was a good mix it. And he's kind of like Diamond and Silk too. They mix some humor into some of the most serious things you could ever talk about. That's a gift. And boy, did Diamond have that gift. And I got a big announcement. The reason I wanted to show that, I hope it's okay, but Silk, she announced it herself, I guess, so I can say it here on Lindell TV. She's coming back. She's going to go on with her sister's legacy on February 1st here, everybody, 9 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And Silk's coming back, and obviously no one can fill Diamond's shoes, but with the cause and everything, that they love our country, they want to, save our country and just keep giving their voice out there. So Silk is courageously going to keep going. Once again, her courage is just amazing. Silk, or the whole family, just a great family. I met them all and stayed there afterwards for quite a while. And Diamond's son, what a gentleman! He's got a calling on his life.
Silk, wow! Didn't she just impress all of us with her incredible speech? I think we just lost Mike there. We'll get him back. But those who didn't hear, Silk's speech was absolutely amazing. My wife and I were in the car traveling back from Nashville listening to the whole thing. And we were just so impressed with her communication skills. Very, very gifted public speaker. To the point that President Trump said, I didn't know that about Silk. I knew a lot about Diamond, but I guess I find out I didn't know as much about Silk as I thought I did. Because her speech was just so eloquent, and she's just Silk is a very, very gifted speaker in something that a lot of us had never seen. President Trump said, I knew Diamond, I thought I knew Silk, but apparently I didn't, immediately within hours, the liberal press had the headline. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, these people are soulless people. Acting like President Trump said, well, I knew who Diamond was, but I don't really know Silk. Yeah. That wasn't at all what he said. He was talking about how she shocked everybody with this incredible gift of communication. She's very gifted. Right. None of us knew that to that degree.
Yeah, absolutely. And the media, they attacked when she did die suddenly there in the just a second. I'm having problems with cameras here. That, by the way, when it went blank there, it wasn't on your end, Brandon. I got two phones, one for doing this, and that one went dead. I've been on the phone for hours now talking to some of the 168, that they all vote for the RNC this week. So that's what I've been very busy doing.
When is that vote?
And we'll get to that in a minute. But it's this Friday. I'm leaving for California. I'm getting everything ready today. But I just wanted to announce, and by the way, we can take callers here too. I just wanted to announce that Silk's coming back. Bless her heart. She's going to, you know, it's awesome. And, you know, I want to thank the president for being there for them and just so awesome that he was there for the family, met each and every one of them. He just cares, you know, it's just, and then the media to go after that, you know, just disgusting. And those are the journalists that we live, the world we live in, with these horrible, horrible journalists. Most of them are watching our show right here. They watch and they, I guess it's like, we've been, maybe, you know, maybe as they start, you know, seeing the light, as the blinders, it's funny, the ones that aren't compromised, completely paid off and are evil. I believe a lot of these journalists are just brainwashed. And that's what they were taught in college. Like, you know, we won't even name, give them some credit where credit's out there, but it rhymes with Zach. I mean, that kid read him. He read my book. I preached, you know, witnessed to him, asked him where they went wrong. And this is what they train him in college. He's a very good writer, a very gifted writer. But if you could just twist it around and start, instead of being in attack mode to hurt people, you know, all these things going on, and, you know, Zach will come up with something that's completely irrelevant. And that's what these journalists do that have nothing to do with the issue at hand or the what's going to matter. You know, it's all about the headlines, you know, getting them headlines, you know, and as bombastic as they can be, you know. You know, they, in fact, I think the reason they don't even hit me up anymore hardly is because they go, oh, he's just using us. He's, you know, we got to quit writing stuff about him, you know, which brings up the RNC. A lot of people didn't even know that I was running because the media just kind of silenced me. They thought it was a two-person race. I just got off the phone with a gal. I was on the phone for an hour. That's why I got on the show here late. And she's one of the 168. And she's going for a run, I believe. I couldn't tell. I never asked him on the phone, but I could tell. And she had one big concern. She said, you know, I'm worried when this is over that, you know, we need to all unite as one, you know, as the party. And I said, you know what? I believe coming out of California, it'll be just like what we just had for our Speaker of the House. You know, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. And it's not, I believe it's not going to be one vote. I believe Ron is well underneath 85, but, you know, this is the way it needs to go down so that people, it's the most watched RNC race I think we've ever had. People didn't watch this before. It didn't get publicity. It was just real quiet. Sometimes they didn't even run against him, I don't think, you know. Unopposed. I think Ron thought it was going to be unopposed, but, you know, she even said, Brandon, on the War Room, here on Frank's Speech the other day, right before I was going on Steve Bannon, Rhonda said, you know, I want to do a grassroots tour next year, you know, with the grassroots. Well, I've been doing that for 2 years. But then she also said something, which I did like to hear. I want to work with, if I win, she said, I want to work with both Harmeet and Mike, you know, and unite, you know. And I thought that was pretty, but it'd be just like what McCarthy was saying, the deals they were making there. Will that promise be kept? You know what I mean? You know, if that would happen, everybody, we don't know. And just so everybody knows, so we leave there. I'll be there tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all the stuff in between. I know I'm going to a big debate, but I heard the other two candidates aren't even coming. I think it's just going to be me, you know, seriously. And then when the vote comes Friday, everybody, there's you got to get 85 of the 168 votes, and and if they don't get them, nobody gets knocked out. All three of us just stay there, and you just keep voting until somebody gets 85. And no matter how long it takes, I guess, Brandon, back in the day, Reince Priebus, they had seven votes. So, you know, and each time I think you get to explain what you can do, and they ask questions, I'm hoping, and I will say this, though, and I want everybody to put on notice. This is very important, everybody. I heard a rumor today that the RNC, meaning I believe it would be Rana, and I don't know if it's true, is trying to make it where you could just say your vote instead of it being a secret ballot. Have you heard this, Brandon?
No.
Well, you know what? You know why they want that, why they would want that, don't you?
A secret ballot?
No, it is a secret ballot. The reason Ronna would not want it to be secret would be for one reason. Everyone that has said, when she went around and said, hey, can I have your commitment? Can I have your commitment? Can I have your endorsement? That's before anybody was running. Well, those people, now that they had other choices, they've changed their mind. And then plus she had, and so they're actually in fear. I've talked to some that, you know, boy, if I can't publicly tell it, then I'm endorsing you, Mike. I go, you know what? I'm never going to tell any of my names out there, which I haven't. And you know that. I haven't put anything out there of all the states that endorsed me and territories and people. I didn't do it for that reason alone. The media would attack them. But more importantly, they were worried that if Ronna won, that they might not get what they need or recover from the elite at the RNC. Their state might be, because they didn't vote for her. So that's why the secret ballot is so important, everybody. Because you know what? Nobody knows who voted for Mike Lindell or Harmeet or Ronna then. Well, why, you know, boy, if I was in Ronna's shoes, I'd love to have an open ballot and to be able to look at one. You told me you were going to vote for me. What you doing there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, can you imagine if the, what do you think about the Congress there with McCarthy as Speaker of the House? Imagine if that was the secret ballot. I'll bet you there would have been a lot more than the 20 that held out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely there would be. Yeah, absolutely.
There would be tons, but there's so much pressure, political pressure that comes with it. So I love the way they're going to do this. This is a secret ballot, everybody. No machines. Paper ballot, hand counted. It's a beautiful thing.
And by the way, there's a brand new article out tonight, January 23rd, 2023, from Vanity Fair. Here's the headline. There's a very competitive race to become chair of the Republican Party. And you're mentioned, obviously, in it. So this is now, you know, picking up steam here in the final days. Vanity Fair's got a big piece out.
Well, why don't we take some calls? And I got to ask Logan. Logan, I'm looking at my picture here. Is that a new thing you're doing where you kind of blur the background?
No, I think that's on your side. That's on your side. That's what Skype does. Skype does that for most everybody now.
Well,
I mean, you can turn it off. You can turn it off.
Whoa. It wasn't doing it up until this interview, Brandon.
A setting got changed probably.
Okay. Well, I like it like that. Y'all like it like that? Aaron, let's take some callers and see what they think.
Okay. I was noticing it. I was noticing that was new too, the blurry background. All right, 901-316-8404 is the number. 901-316-8404. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions for Mike Lindell on the Lindell Report. 901-316-8404. 901-316-8404.
And while we're waiting for the first caller, I want to tell everybody the compliments I got from you all from the 168. This is very, it was at least three or four of them made comments to me. You know, there were emails sent from the other two, emails that were sent to the 168, and they were a lot of mudslinging back and forth and a lot of you better not vote for her or else this, or you better not vote for her or else that. Well, the compliment was when all of my emails came from precinct people and everything, I didn't go tell people to do this. They just did it once the precinct strategy people, precinctstrategy.com, once they endorsed me, that Steve and Dan did over there, all those, call it the grassroots, the precinct committee people, they sent emails to the 168, Brandon. But you know what the 168, you know, a few of them have told me, the ones that did talk about, they go, you know what? Your emails that your people sent in were so kind and were so hopeful. They were just telling what they believed I could do for the RNC, rather than bad-mouthing or putting blame on other people or what this candidate won't be able to do. You follow me?
Yes.
I thought it was great. That's exactly what I would have wanted. If anybody does send them an email this week, please, in your place, you know, just tell them what you believe, that I'm the right person for the job and what I could do to fix this and right the ship. I've been doing this for 2 years. The biggest problem is our election platforms, and we're well on the way to getting them fixed. Whether anybody believes it or not, it's true. So, but I want to thank everybody for being very, very cordial, very, very uplifting, I guess, these emails. That's what they were calling them. It was very, very It was good campaigning.
Good. Excellent. All right, line one, Doug from North Carolina. You're on with Mike Lindell. Doug?
Mike Lindell, is that you?
Yes.
Mike?
It's not a cutout. Wait, it's not a cutout here. I'm going to be
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's been 2 years that I wanted to personally, from North Carolina here on the Outer Banks, I want to thank you so much, and Brandon and the whole staff. There's too many to name now for what you're doing. It's been a long journey, and I'm sitting here on my MyPillow. I just had a cup of my MyCoffee, and I took a shower with my MyTowel. And I listened to your book, and I just can't thank you enough. Every day I pray for you guys, and y'all are just the best. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Doug. That's very kind. Thank you.
Now, my platform that God gave me is everybody's platform. I mean, that's he just had a sense of humor. Somebody that couldn't talk before, that's afraid of speaking in public. Hey, let's pick this guy.
Right. Can I say a quick prayer for y'all? Is that okay?
Sure. Anything goes here.
Okay. All right.
Brandon gets his band all the time, so we got.
Well, Brandon's been witnessing to me, and I'm grateful for that. But Father in Heaven, we just are so grateful for Mike and Brandon and what they're doing, and the whole staff at Lindell TV and Logan. And Lord God, just bless them, protect them, place your hands of protection over them, and keep them safe, keep them encouraged, keep them going, Lord God. And just watch over them and take care of them. They're such a resource to us, and we're so grateful for them. And we praise you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Doug.
Hey, I got a question before he goes, Brandon.
Okay, Doug, Mike has a question for you.
Okay.
Doug, do you know, I was just being in Carolina or North Carolina yesterday or this weekend. They asked me, because we're gaining such ground, like in Arkansas, with each county there, wanting to go machine free. We just won. Cochise County just voted to go machine free. And some states are from the Secretary of State down, such as Louisiana, where we're going to be getting there. We got a little meeting with, we're going to have to talk to old Kyle Ardoin over there, because I think he's been a little rogue talking about that he has good elections. He forgot that he has the most corrupt machines in the country. But my question is do you know if Carolina is from the counties up or the Secretary of State down, meaning the power to get rid of or do whatever they want with either paper ballots or machines?
Boy, I wish I could answer that question, Mike. I can't. I went and tried to get my cast vote records, and what they ended up giving me wasn't exactly the cast vote records. It was a large packet, but I just can't answer that. I'm sorry.
Okay,
but if you ever come here,
we're gonna find out we will find out, because they asked me that in North Carolina. I haven't been there like I've been so many of these other states as much. And my guess, most states are from the county up. You can easily go see that you had non-residents vote. Go to your local sheriff and say, hey, we got problems here. These people voted here. They didn't vote. The names did. And they point over and go, but we can't. The crime's in that black box. We need to set it aside. Use paper ballots, hand count. By the way, if you're watching tonight, everybody, come here to Frank's Beach. Tell all your friends to get the app. But go to Cause of America, Missouri, while you're at Frank's Beach here, and you will see the best hand counting system ever. And it's simple, but it's the best. And I know I've checked with France and Germany and Netherlands and UK. And we've even had a clothesline when they were coming up with this clothesline system in Louisiana. What they've done in Missouri, it actually goes back to a 1977 law in Missouri. And basically almost the whole outline spread out for you, but they took that, modernized it, and made it into a beautiful platform, a beautiful way to get this, it's almost, the people doing the count, it's kind of like bingo, I guess. under the O, 61. Yep, yep. But so anyway, everyone check that out. If you have your county, if any official ever says, or county official says, oh, that would take way too long to hand count. I know there's so many working out there, individuals out there. Just pull up the Missouri. It's like 200 and some pages, but really get well versed in that, because you can argue anything they can throw at you. They develop this. I mean, they have time studies, everything. They go, oh no, it doesn't take that long. Check this out. It doesn't take that long. Check this out. So anyway, that's a good resource to have here at Frank's Beach.
Thank you again, Doug. Let's go to Crystal, line two. Crystal from North Carolina. Another caller from North Carolina. Hi, Crystal.
Hey, yeah, we're busy over here tonight. How are you guys?
I guess you are.
Doing?
Good, thank you.
So, no, thank you, guys. First of all, Brandon, you always bring a wonderful report. And,
thank you.
We enjoy that every evening. And Mr. Lindell, thank you for being a patriot of all patriots and for the fight that you're bringing to the table. I'm mostly calling in tonight because Diamond and Silt was a huge part of our evenings and winding down with Lindell TV, and we love Chit Chat Live, and it's a void in our lives right now as far as the airwaves go. I'm ecstatic to hear that Silk is coming back and going to be the voice for Diamond and Silk, and echo everything that Diamond would bring forth, because I could totally see Silk being in the limelight, but Diamond was. She just had a way to shine, and now Silk is going to embody all that Diamond and Silk can bring to the table. Should you decide, just a thought, but should you decide to maybe bring somebody along as a co-host, maybe Silk and Suede would be a good name. Persuade me how that's a bad idea. And so just a little play on words, because what y'all are doing is amazing, and we have to keep it lighthearted.
Thank you.
You know, maybe somebody from North Carolina, and just continue the fight, because we're doing it together. And what you've done is just provided everybody a sense of fire that we can take hold, and somebody is willing to stand, lead, and give us direction on how to get things accomplished. And so that's what we're doing together, and it's exciting.
Thank you, Crystal.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thanks, and I'm sure Silk, by probably watching, and she would take that suggestion or listen to it anyway. And I don't know. I think right now she's going to go on her own there and see how that works. But she's open to anything. One of the things, and I've said it before, and I said it in my speech there, they had a gift, both of them, a gift of being able to take a serious issue and add humor to it and fun to it. So you wanted to hear the news, you know. You know, they, you know, there was nothing like that, the way that they would educate and meet. And it was so, so funny at the same time. I'm sure she'll come up with some. She's so gifted. She'll figure it out.
Before you go back to the calls, let me show you this, Mike, since you brought it up. Here is at frankspeech.com. There it is. Return to hand counting, Missouri Elections E-Manual. It was just posted on December 27th, 2022. So just go to frankspeech.com, put in that search engine, return to hand counting Missouri election e-manual, and then you'll be able to download the entire manual on, again, how you can answer all the folks that maybe would try to refute how this is even possible. So there's the e-manual that Mike was just mentioning.
They worked. I'll tell you what, it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. They worked so hard there. You know, I'm not even going to put out names and stuff. They probably could, but I don't want them getting attacked for it. But it's right up here. And the work that came behind that, I sat there in Missouri, and I watched them get question after question, and she had the answer for everything, Brandon, every single thing, the time study, two Democrats, two Republicans. I remember that part. And then you did, it's all a multiplier. So you just have people. And you imagine elections that were done, that would be done counted the night of the election?
Oh, it'd be excellent. Show this, guys, because I just downloaded it. It's a PDF. It's a PDF. There it is. You know, I think I'll put it over also at worldviewreport.com real quick so people can find a quick link to the PDF. I'll put it over there real quick while we're talking at worldviewreport.com. But here it is. Return to hand counting, motivations, ballots, batches, results, step-by-step statute, election judge workbook, addendum, tally book layout, terminology and abbreviations, resources. I mean, look how detailed this report is. It's a lengthy report.
Absolutely amazing. Now, I do want to put a disclaimer there, everybody. If you're in your state, I know Missouri has stuff specific to their. They didn't even go draw outside lines on Missouri's what's written in the Missouri Constitution and law, and some of it I know goes back to 1977. So their state right within the. They drew colored within the lines, so nobody can come and tell them, you can't do that. You know, that's what's a beautiful thing about this. So everybody, you know, you get to your state, and if you do have questions, you know, reach out to the Cause of America. This is my staff there. Reach out to them. We have, y'all know I got lawyers there everywhere. I got lawyers all over the place. And we'll ask them to, or we'll have someone research and get right down to make that book. You know, there might be a few tweaks, Brandon, is what I'm saying, depending on the state. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I asked about North Carolina. In a state like Louisiana, what they fight for there, they're constantly fighting their Secretary of State there that had, you know, that for the longest time said, hey, we got to get rid of the machines. We got to look into them. And now it sounds like he's backpedaled. I got to give him a call. Kyle Ardoin, you know, he's not going to go down and come out with this article like he did a couple months ago. We have the best election system down here in Louisiana. No, you don't, Kyle. You spent a year with questioning all these vending machines, all these vendors from ES&S, Smartmatic, all these. And you know how bad they are. You know Dominion didn't answer you. You know they're the longest running state with those corrupt machines. They're so outdated. Not only are they corrupt, they're outdated. But yet you came out and said you had these secure elections. So, but that is a perfect example, everybody, that they fight in Louisiana because it's from the Secretary of State down. He holds all the power. You know, I heard there's not giving them cast vote records there and stuff. And here's, remember when I called him the best Secretary of State, Brandon?
Yeah, and we interviewed him here and praised him here and everything.
Yeah, well, we might have to go back. I'm going to give him a little grace right now. And I got to go back and find out what's true down there in Louisiana. I haven't had the time yet. We're going to go. He had told me we get to get some machines, so we got to look at these machines. We should be able to get. They should give the people of Louisiana in this country their cast vote records. I mean, he invited me down for that long, that hearing they had when ES&S was there and Dominion and all the other vendors were there, trying to say that their machines are better than the other ones. Remember, at least ES&S didn't lie. What did they say? When Kyle Ardoin asked them, Secretary of State of Louisiana said, are your machines vulnerable? Or are they what makes yours better than the Dominions or whoever? And what did they say? They said, and this is one of the owners, I believe, of ES&S out of Omaha, Nebraska. He said, all machines are vulnerable because somebody puts the back door on them. Every one of them, Brandon. So don't think that anybody comes on your show and says, I have a foolproof machine. Impossible.
Right. Absolutely.
So don't, you know, in fact, that's just like, where's my phone? I think I said it at the hearing. It was just like this. When some gal at the hearing, she told me, she said, was one of the ones on the thing there. She's very leftist. And she said, Mike, she said, I'm handicapped and I really believe that I want a machine because I want privacy of my vote. And I said, what? I said, you can't find such trusted family member to bring your vote in or whatever. I didn't even know what her handicap was. I didn't know. I'm just thinking, you know, seriously, this doesn't even make sense, right? And she goes, no. And I said, well, couldn't you find? She goes, no. I just want a machine so no one can see that vote, you know. No one can see who I voted for. It's inside the machine, so to speak. And I went just like this. I said, are you listening to this, Tim Cook? Are you hearing this, Tim? That's the CEO of Apple, by the way, everybody that doesn't realize that. Of course they're watching. They're probably listening right now and watching. And the journalists go, Mike Lindell, the conspiracy theory, thinks that Apple, you know, hello, they track us all the time. You find your phone, don't you, in the middle of a field within 2 inches. I found mine the one time, turned on my Apple tracker or whatever it is, or Apple listening. Hello, how do you think the FBI took my phone illegally in the first place? You know, let's see where he's at today. Let's ask Tim Crook. Tim, could you beat him in? I don't know why they took the phone. They probably listened to everything I did, which I don't care. I have nothing to hide. You know, but anyway, let's keep her going.
Let's go to Monica in Alabama. Monica, you're on with Mike Lindell. Monica, line three. Hi, Monica.
Hello. I'm calling because I have a concern about her meat because I'm not sure she believes that the elections have been stolen by machine. And do you think if she does get elected that she will do anything about this? I think it's a real concern. I never really hear much talk much about it. And I'm thinking, okay, are they going to do all this work and work their butts off and lose anyway?
You're spot on. I don't know that either. I do know that both Rana and her abandoned Carrie Lake down in Arizona. And first the RNC did, because everybody, that was not what we talked about, the inside of the machines, not just that. This was them not working on the front end. You think if you're going to hide your corruption, you'd have your machines working good, but they don't care. They just double down and go, let's make it so they don't accept the paper in 60% of all the precincts where the Republicans voted, so that they go in a basket and you lose chain of custody for 300,000 votes. This is a joke, but you're spot on. But I will make a promise like I did one of the 168. Now that we know this race is going on and how important the RNC is, everybody, no matter what happens in California, I will make this promise to you. Rana said on her show the other night, and I believe Harmeet said it too, that we should all work together no matter who's elected. Well, if that's the case, yours truly is going to be knocking on their door. And I tell you what, whether they believe it or not, there's going to be resources put to help get to the bottom and get rid of these machines and get rid of these dirty voter rolls. It's just disgusting that all this, you know, I've spent tens of millions of dollars on this. The good thing is that now we can sit back and watch the manifestation of all that over the next year or two, because most of these things are set up. The fights are already there. But you know what? And there's not just her. Here's the thing. You can't even blame like your Harmeet or your Rana or your, or for that matter, I've talked to many of these committee men, and you can talk to your neighbors. And these aren't necessarily people on the left. There's probably more people on the left that I could say, hey, do you think the election was stolen? Of course it was, with the machine. There are the Democrats warned us of this over and over and over again. I just got interviewed the other day by Esme Murphy on CBS, and she said, oh, what do you mean, Amy Klobuchar, who's our senator from Minnesota, Democrat, she never said that to get rid of the machines. I said, yes, she did, and we played it here right on Lindell TV over and over. We're going to play it again tonight. But my point being is, because it's so hard to fathom, because it's written, not only is it written in another language inside there, the cyber world, people don't want to believe that everything we do, or that all the hard work, the campaigning, and all the money that was raised and all that, they don't want to believe it. And so it's rather, for them, it's like, hey, let's shut our eyes to it and not open and go investigate for ourselves, or come here to Frank's speech and look at the evidence that they if they don't hear about it, they can block it out, then they can have peace with themselves saying, I don't believe it was stolen. But if you put her on the spot, like Rana, remember Rana was put on the spot over a year ago when I was getting all the attorney generals to go to the Supreme Court, and Rana came right out and said that it was that Biden was president and won, you know. So I don't know if you can, you know, it's just hard for people. Now, if they, I'll give you a good example. Larry Elder, everybody knows Larry Elder. Well, Larry, if you remember when he was running for, was it the governor down there in California, right, Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah. He was running for governor in California. Mm-hmm.
With the Newsom, whatever recall.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
And Larry, he's a friend of mine, and he came out and said, the reporter asked him whatever it is. He said, no, Biden won, you know, fair and square. I think he even said fair and square, but he said Biden won fair and square, whatever. There was not enough cheating to overturn the election, kind of like Bill Barr with his horrific statement he said that time not knowing, and all Bill did was stop investigation. Anyway, if you remember here on Lindell TV, I went after Larry for saying that, and Larry reached out to me, and I said, Larry, I said, let me tell you something. He goes, Mike, I don't have all you the resources you had to find all this crime that you're telling me about, or that you're telling the country about. I said, that's right. But you didn't know it was fair. You didn't know either way, so you should have just said you didn't know. You don't know. That's a very simple thing. I don't know. Instead of saying that you don't believe it happened. You follow me?
Yep.
Because I have way more proof that it happened, 100% proof, and nobody's got proof it didn't happen. That's the difference. So anyway, to finish the Larry Elder thing, then Larry, after he lost, if you remember, he says, they cheated me with the machines. We watched it in real time. News to go from 200,000 yes down to a no. I mean, it was just incredible. The computers, what can be done with the cheating with the computers. So I don't think that's any, you know, and I don't like to, you know, I think regardless of what comes out of California, I will tell the public here, I'm going to hold them. I hope it's me, because we're going to go right in there, and this is going to be amazing. We're going to rebrand the RNC. We're going to bring trust back. I said it the other day. I said, you want to talk about raising money? I'll raise more money by accident than they would do on purpose. And because I believe in a product, it's easy to sell. And I will believe in the product we shape that to be, because we're already way ahead. And this isn't just for Mike Lindell being way ahead for part of the campaign of the election platforms. We're in great shape as a country, where we've got all these places, you know, that where we're getting wins all over the places. You guys pull up Missouri, go pull that out tonight. Go to Come Here Frank's Speech, get the Cause of America Missouri, and download that manual, and you'll be just amazed how detailed it is. And there, you can, every argument at the county level to get rid of these machines and go to hand counting, you just, oh, well, we can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. Look at here. Well, it'll take too long. No, it won't. Look at this. You know, it's like having a sales pitch book right in your hand, and not just an instruction manual. So anyway, that was a long answer, but, you know, we need change, everybody. We need change. We need a different input to get a different output there. And one of the biggest things is the people in this country, and including all the RNC people, if you think that there were five losses in a row because you had a wrong candidates, or you didn't raise enough money, it was a record raise of money, or you didn't do this, or this, the RNC didn't do this, or President Trump did this, or this. No. Your election platforms need to be fixed, period. The mail-in voting, all the laws that were broke by the Secretary of State, from mail-in voting, early voting, mailing out, giving out ballots to everybody, happy Halloween, here you go, take all the ballots, 7 million ballots, and register ballots in Michigan alone. You get things that come down with Pennsylvania have more votes than voters, and nobody looks at it. These are the problems. But the biggest one is those machines, those computers. Just look up Australia and see what happened there. Look at 50-some countries that happened. Why do you think you have France, Germany, Netherlands, UK going, don't get rid, you got to get rid of your machines. We don't want them with you coming even near our country, ever. And they're all the same. They're computers, everybody. Even if you had a good computer company, even if one of them is good, the computer's good. Even if one of them that they, it's a righteous company. Let's have a USA. That was for a while their brand. They were going, well, let's get, what about the USA company? Really? Like ESNS, we're the Omaha, Nebraska. I'm sorry, our parts are made in China. But we're Omaha, Nebraska. We're the down-home good old boys. No, ESNS, you started in 1998, and you are part of the problem. You said it yourself. It doesn't matter. Even if you are the greatest guys on the planet, your machines can be hacked very easily, and our country can be gone in the blink of an eye. Period.
Absolutely. Let's go to line one. Line one, Donna Lynn from Louisiana. You're on with Mike Lindell, Donna Lynn. All right, Donna Lynn dropped. All right, let's go to line one. Barry in Georgia. Barry, thanks for calling in, Barry.
Hey guys, Mike, since you're I'm in Georgia and you're such good with friends with Brian and Brad and Chris, I need to get a sit down with them because I just saw my governor in Davos, Switzerland, walking down the street. It's really bugging me.
Yes, yes, and he would not answer any of the questions put to him by the media, now would he?
No, he wouldn't. And I've called my cousin who lives towards Atlanta, and he said he's had some friends in the government, but he hadn't called me back. So is there any way I can get a sit down with him or
get in there? You know what? We'd love to. I can't get a sit down with those guys. You got the triple crown of crime down in Georgia, starting with old Brad Rasper, Brian Kemp, and Chris Carr. I mean, you talk about the biggest. These aren't even rhinos. These people are in on this thing. They're as bad as it gets. I'd like to interview Brad here. We interview him with Alan Duke. Do you know Alan Duke sent me a picture of him and Brad on the election night? It might have been November 7th or 8th, whatever it was. He sends me a picture bragging up. Look, I'm with my old buddy Brad, Mike, me and old Alan Duke together, you know. Just disgusting. It is really disgusting. And I've said, you know, that's where you can prove about this Uniparty and this CCP and all this stuff in our country. Because you don't have to look further than Georgia when you see what happened down there, that nice Democrat lady and those other Democrats. When there was three of them in the primaries and they get zero votes in their own precinct. But look at your state, though. Look at old Georgia secretary. I mean, look what Georgia, the Supreme Court, did down there. Democrats and Republicans voted unanimously that the people have standing. So all those court cases in Georgia and around the country that were kicked out for standing, now we got a precedent going, wait a minute. The Supreme Court of Georgia said we have standing. We have standing in elections. What a concept, Brandon. You know, it's like a commercial I made with the towels. Towels that work, what a concept. They're supposed to dry you. Elections are supposed to be elections, not selections. You know?
Well, Brian Kemp was there in Davos with all of these globalist guys that want us eating bugs, not eating meat. And one conservative broadcaster was following around different people like the CEO of Pfizer and then Brian Kemp putting microphones in their face, and they wouldn't stop and answer one question. Clearly they had been instructed not to talk to the conservative press.
Absolutely.
I think we have that in tonight's Worldview Report, don't we, Logan? Let's go to line two, Jim in California. Jim, thanks for calling in, Jim.
Hey, guys, listen, I should come clean, Brandon. You've been on my radio show in the past. It's Vince Daniels.
Hey, Vince.
And, hey, listen, and nice to meet you, Mike, for the first time.
Nice to meet you.
Well, let me tell you, I've been in a situation before where I've had people not show up for debates. And I don't understand, and yet I do understand why Harmeet is not showing up. She probably thinks it's a joint appearance kind of a situation, like the two of you are so aligned in a lot of ways. But I'll tell you, the way I know that John Fredericks is kind of putting this together, and this is what I would recommend, and I think this would work, is his original idea of having a cardboard cutout of Ronna McDaniel in a chair is a great idea. But you'd have to corral Harmeet to show up for this, which I think somebody should be able to talk her into this. Because
Harmeet's people have already said this publicly, that why were we having this debate since Ronna's not coming? You know what she's doing. We get these days from morning till night to talk to the 168. We all have our own rooms that we're bringing them to, these event rooms, and we're bringing them in there and tell it. Basically, it's a sales pitch after sales pitch after sales pitch. So when we're having this debate, Ron is over there doing their sales pitch, and we're over there. Now, if it would be the public that votes on it, you know, then it would make all the sense in the world because all of you watching would be it. But I know, and John's having this on Wednesday, I believe, right?
Jim,
pitch, isn't it?
It's on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, then why doesn't she show up then? It's the ultimate sales pitch. It's an excuse.
No, I know, but they people don't vote the 168 vote. So the 168 votes. So, and she's thinking, okay, if she's back there talking to the people that actually vote, where for me, I'm thinking, okay, if I go on, even if I'm by myself, what really, the 168, the last 2 weeks, got when the precinct strategy endorsed me, when those people endorsed me, the precinct committeeman. So if I'm doing that, reach out, and there's a, and the people watching now can email those 168 if they have time to read them before Friday. I don't know. Maybe some will, some won't. But maybe it only takes to sway one. Then I think it's worth it for me to do that. You know, I committed to doing it. I'm not going to back out on my commitment. And that when I commit to something, I don't back out. And whether the other two did, but I will say that that's the reasoning for Harmeet anyway, was that Rana's just did it to get the upper hand. You know, that she's going to be meeting with the 168, and we're not. But I think you can get a big advantage by, if it's on Wednesday, there's a lot of emails that could go out to influence them that, and the maybe the media will even report that I was the only one. Mike Lindell shows up in his own thing and nobody, blah, blah, blah. Maybe Zach can do a hit job and get the word out, right? You know,
yeah.
So I don't know. It's a good, I would hope her meet would come, but she's got to decide and make her own decisions for where the best, but we're down to the wire and every minute matters. And
what you do is you play audio or video clips of things that Rana has said, and you both respond to them. And I think that's beautiful. That's a
well.
Debate.
Let's remember, this is a three-way race too, though. And you know, I'm you know, I want to win this. I can sit and say all you know, there's things that, I mean, she's a lawyer. I'm a businessman, but you know, a lawyer running a. She's already been there. She is one of the 168, too. Let's not forget that, everybody. You know, I'm my own candidate. I'm not, you know, granted, come Friday and you're starting, everybody's starting to talk in deals. Now, do I want change? Absolutely. But I've got my own campaign, too, and I'm not going to smear Harmeet or whatever. Like, but I will say that you know, there's things like just the caller before you said, she doesn't believe the election was stolen by machines. I don't know if she's publicly said that or not, but she did show that she left Arizona rather than help out. She abandoned the Arizona with the Kerry Lake, and so did the RNC, so did Rana. Maybe that's because they didn't want to get branded that they with the machines. Because once you're branded that you want to get rid of these computers, you're going to badmouth Dominion and Smartmatic and ES&S and Hart. Whoa, you could end up like Mike Lindell, a conspiracy theory guy, you know? So maybe it's protecting her brand a little bit, which I, you know what? I don't know. I would love it if she did there. I do believe that I know what Rana did while in charge. So, you know, Harmeet could say, hey, I'm changed. I believe in it now or whatever. Or she could, you know, get a complete committee to go after it. If we don't fix our election platforms, it's over, everybody. You can't vote a machine. You just can't. You can't get out and get, you know, this is in the old day. Yeah, let's just outdo that. Let's just overrun the algorithms. Well, that's what we didn't in 16. That's exactly what happened in 16. And we did it again in 20, but they stopped everything and then just pressed more buttons and stole it anyway. We've doubled down in the primaries. They doubled down. Do you know we have 1,100 cast vote records of the 3,000 some counties in the country in the 2020 election, including LA County, which is Smartmatic, the only county they have. All of them were manipulated by computer. 100% evidence. You can't lie. This came from the Secretary of State. So, you know, I guess my point being is I hope that when it gets down to, and we're all talking, no matter who it ends up being, that gets enough out to the public eye. And that's probably what I'm going to use that. Now that you bring this up, if I'm the only one on John Fredericks, that's going to be probably my focus, that regardless of who wins, we have to hold him accountable to the number one reason that we've got five losses in a row, and because of our election platforms, because of computers, because of early voting, because of the illegal things put in by Secretary of States and governors that were put in because of a China virus excuse. And those things cannot become law. The legislatures make the laws, period. So I think that's what I'll use. I'll have a very good thing, because we can put a lot of pressure on, if it doesn't end up being me, whoever it is, so that it doesn't, that the public now, it's, whoever thought about a race like this, Brandon? You were always into politics. Brandon, did you get into the RNC race all the time for chair?
No, I never paid attention to it.
About even the Speaker of the House, really? You know, look what this has done, everybody. Everybody's concerned. And we just, you know, look what happened in Washington. And that came out of there, and everyone's going, oh, we didn't win. Those guys didn't, should have held out longer. No, it's a perfect combination as long as people keep their promises. And it manifests itself, some, I believe, the way it should be, and the way some really good things, it kind of united everybody and took people up here, the establishment, and pulled them down here to reality and said, hey, these people have power too. There's got to be a blend. You don't get to have old status quo.
And if he doesn't, and if McCarthy doesn't keep his promises, one person can go to the floor and say, we want to vacate the chair.
That's right.
So
that's
he's on a short leash.
Right. Now, I don't know how the RNC is, but we've got a lot of pressure from the precinct strategy people on up and the GOPs, but just the American people. So now we know what they do. We know the power of the chairman, how they can decide where billions of dollars go, everybody.
That's right.
They decide where, when you're putting money into there, and now it's not just cleaning up and streamlining the cost of that money that ends up getting to the cause, but it's also why did we lose? Why did we have five losses in a row? And I say we. And you can blame, but you better understand it's the biggest reason is our election platforms. But we're well ahead of the game. And then you combine that, you straighten them out, combine that with streamlining all this money. Everybody's concerned. Donors will pour their money into a new brand. You know, I'll tell you what, Brandon, you know, I'm a marketer, a brander, and a communicator. This is what we need. We need to reset this where people want to come over to the Republican Party.
Absolutely. Let's go to real quick. Zoe in Illinois, line one. Zoe, go, Zoe. You got to make it quick.
I love Mike Lindell, and I want him to win this, but how are you going to keep you and Hermit from splitting the more conservative vote, and then Ronna walks away with it? That's what I'm worried about, and I don't want that to happen.
No. You need to understand how the vote works. I'll say it really fast. One person has to get to 85. If Ronna is under 85 on that first round, it's over for her, because once you leave the Ronna bucket, you either went to Hermit or Mike, okay? So they're never going to go back to that bucket. So as it goes, you just keep voting and voting. And it, trust me, it's going to work out beautiful the way it's supposed to. But we're not splitting anything. There's people that left Ronna. Well, either one of us, I don't think, could have pulled her under 85. But together we did. Because there's people that are voting for me because of certain reasons, CEO, all the knowledge of all the real problems, which is the election platforms and the machine. And then you've got Harmeet, who's in the RNC. She's one of the 168. She's an attorney, and she knows all that. So they're coming over there for change. You see, every poll in this country on every social media platform has both Harmeet and I, you know, somewhere around 49-50% each, or goes from 40 to 60 either way. But Ronnie has 1% or less in every single poll for the people. So wow. People want change. So it's not splitting, at least in the first round is the most important. Once Ron is under 85 in that first round, it's over, which I'm going to have to quick explain this. She wants to make it, Brandon. That's why she wants to make it a public vote where people shout out their vote.
Yes.
Then they'll be scared to do that secret ballot, like, I'm going to vote for Mike Lindell. Kind of like when they did the polls back for Donald Trump. When they were polling, that's why the polls were off. And not only they were corrupt, but they were off because, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Mike Lindell. And then the media attacks. You hear that, Zach, and you horrible journalists? That's why I didn't give you the names of the people that are voting for me, because all you would have done is attack them, because you don't want me in there straightening this out, because this will be the biggest, reddest country you ever seen in history.
That's the Lindell Report, and that's a fiery Mike Lindell fighting back the establishment, the deep state, and fighting for your liberties and freedoms. And if you want to support him, MyPillow.com, promo code L77 to support him and get savings. Same code works at MyStore.com. All right, that's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching. Here comes the Worldview Report. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, Israel is being